Okay, well, again, we're going to read together, actually. I thought we might just read together. We've done this once or twice before. Just some lines from different psalms that just remind us of all that God has done, all that God has given in this world that he has made. So we're going to read, the words will come up on the screen there, and we'll just read these together, okay? So, praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with corn. They shout for joy and sing. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart. That's God. And the Bible is full of just reminding us that he's our creator, our giver. Okay, so it's harvest today, and I wonder, we got that, Alan? Yep, there we go. I suppose when we think of harvest, we think of something like that. There's a combine harvester, maybe not too far away from here, but there are different kinds of harvest, aren't they? Anybody, can you, boys and girls, what's that? What's that? Fraser? Potatoes. Potatoes, or can you see what that wee girl's got? Krista? Strawberries, that's right. But there are different harvests. I want you to think a little bit about different harvests. Anybody know what that is? What are they harvesting there? What do you think, Fraser?
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes? Not quite tomatoes. Do you think? Really? No? Not sure? It's what? Yeah, it's, well, will I tell you? Okay. Coffee. That's coffee in Brazil. Did you know that? No, that's a harvest, isn't it? What's that?
Grapes.
Correct, Archie. Grapes. Okay, where do you think that is? Is that in England? Is that Scotland? Ireland? Wales? No. Where do you think? Don't think you'll guess this one, Rui.
Israel.
What did you say? Very good. Well, Palestine, yeah, very good. Well done. Okay. Anybody know what that is? Anybody know what that is? Somebody must know what that is. Very sweet. Sugar. Sugar cane. That's right. China, this one. So it's harvest all over the world. Anybody know what that is? I heard it here. Cotton, that's right. Cotton in. Any guesses? Where? Yeah, no, where? This one, that's Iran. Okay, that's cotton in Iran. Can you see those? Anybody know what those are? Where's? Sorry? Cleopas, tell me. It's what? Yeah, or peanuts. Yeah, that's right. Peanuts in Nigeria. Where's Amaka Rose? That's right, Nigeria. Yeah, okay. And any guesses? Guesses? Wheat? Don't think so. Okay. Chickpeas. Anybody like chickpeas? India, right? I think we've got one more. Finley? Actually, sorry. Yeah. Cocoa beans. Well done. Ecuador. Okay. Yep. Okay. So all these, I think that, oh no, one more. Sorry. One more. That's right. Anyway, one more. One more. Somebody's going to, yes, tea. Good, good. Tea in Malawi. Okay, so listen, that's just a reminder. Lots of different harvests right across the world. Different things. And people will be giving thanks wherever, across the world, wherever there's been a harvest. And we know that there are some places where there's not been a harvest, but wherever there is, people will be giving thanks. So we thought we would just at this point just pause, and with some of the truth trackers, who have we got? We've got Fraser, we've got Catherine, Lena Fraser, and we've got Krista, is that right? Or Rebecca, sorry. Rebecca, not sorry, Krista. That gave you a fright, didn't it? So, Catherine, Lena, are you going to come out and do these prayers? Is that right? Fraser? Rebecca? That'd be good. Do you want it? Have you got it? I've got it here. Okay, so these three are just going to lead us in a prayer of thanks. So can we just close our eyes and we'll pray to God? That's good. Catherine, Lena, you stay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the harvest, for so many good things that grow, both here and around the world. We thank you today for providing sun and rain to help the crops grow. Thank you for those who work on the land and who gather in the harvest. Help us always to remember to say thank you for all you give us.
Dear God, we pray tonight for the countries in the world where there will be no harvest this year because of droughts, floods or wars. Please help us to work of Tear Fund, Compassion and other organisations that bring help and hope to the hungry and sad.
We pray for the work of Blythewood here in Inverness. We thank you for the food bank and for those who volunteer there. May the gifts that we have brought with us today help those families who are struggling to have enough money to buy food. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, it's important just to give thanks, isn't it? To give thanks. Well, as they say in the best places, with technical issues there. Unfortunately, that's the screens that have gone down this time, I'm afraid. So there's not much we can do about that. But we'll just move on to what we were going to do next, which is I wanted to show one or two things. I need six helpers here. Six, and I need Cleopas as well. Yep, six. Well, just, do you want to come out? Yep, just one, two, three. Three, yes, girls, come on. I'll need you all out at once and, well. This is really good. You get to eat things, and they're really good. They really are. Okay, here's Archie. Yep, yep, yep. Fraser, one more boy. Well, one more boy. Archie, you going to come? Good. A double dose of Archie. Okay, so what you're going to do is somewhere. We've got, where is it? It must be in here. That's right. So you're going to get blind. Cleopas is going to blindfold you. Okay. Okay, we'll start here. You face this way. Can you be blindfolded? Okay. You can't see anything. Right, so I'm going to give, I've forgotten your name. Tell me your name.
Rosie.
Okay, Rosie. So I'm going to give Rosie something to taste. Hang on. Not that one. And Rosie, I want you to tell me what it is. Okay, here we go. So what is it? What is it?
Tomato.
Tomato. Well done. Right, okay, next. Blind, next one, Becky. Wait a minute. No, hold on. Just a minute. Just a minute. Right. Can you get that? What's that? What is it?
Kiwi.
Oh, we're good at this. Great. Okay. Right, next. Who's next? All right, Sarah. Here we go. Here we go. What's that?
Apple?
Not quite apple. Any other? It begins with A.
Apricot.
Yes, apricot. Well done. Well done. Right. Who's next? Go on, Fraser. Ooh. No, not that.
I don't like tomato.
What?
I don't really like tomato.
Listen, I'll give you a clue. Archie, you're not going to get a tomato. You're all right.
Tomato or kiwi.
Right, Fraser.
I don't want a tomato or kiwi.
You don't want a tomato or kiwi? Well, they've had a tomato or kiwi, so you're okay. Right, what's that?
Salt and vinegar.
Hoops, well done. Salt and vinegar, hoops, right. Okay, who have we got? Archie. Okay.
Oh, no, unlucky.
Well, maybe not. Is that okay?
I don't know. No one likes it.
No one likes that?
No.
Really?
What
is that,
Archie?
You want to spit it out, Archie? No? It's all right? What is it? You don't know? Any guesses?
No.
It's a licorice all sort.
Did
you know that?
Like
is that okay? Right, last one, Archie, and it's not tomato and it's not kiwi. You okay? Okay, right, we'll see. Right. Oh, yes, here we are. Untouched. By human hand. Here we are. Right. Here we go. Right. It's not tomato.
Oh, no.
Right. Here we go.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Yes.
So, what is it? It's yummy. Whatever it is, it's yummy. What is it?
I know I've tasted it before.
You have? Okay. What is it?
Chocolate.
It was chocolate. What kind of chocolate?
I can't remember what it's called.
It was Kit Kat. That's what it
Kit
was.
Kat.
Kit Kat. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Well done. Well done. See, some of you were really nervous about that, Archie, weren't you? And it turned out much better. Much better than you thought. So, we were just thinking there, what is it you didn't know? What is it? Now, I want you to listen to this reading from the Bible. We're going to get Morven and Graham and Will, I think, or somewhere, I hope they are. Yeah, if you want to just come out just now, I want you to listen to this, boys and girls, and you're going to hear somebody ask the question, what is it? And, well, we'll think about what it is. Okay, so Morven, Graham, Will, are you somewhere? Well, yeah, you're here. And have you got your readings or do you need them? Have you got yours? Yeah. Okay. So this is, I should say, this is just in the Old Testament, just the people of Israel have just come out of Egypt and they're in the desert, they're in the wilderness. Okay.
Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 5. Then the whole Israelite community left Elim. They came to the desert of Sin. This place was between Elim and Sinai. They came to this place on the 15th day of the second month after they had left Egypt. Then the whole Israelite community grumbled to Moses and Aaron in the desert. The Israelites said to them, "It would have been better if the Lord had killed us in the land of Egypt. There we had meat to eat. We had all the food we wanted. But you have brought us into this desert. You will starve us to death here." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will cause food to fall like rain from the sky. This food will be for all of you. Every day the people must go out and gather what they need for that day. I will do this to see if the people will do what I teach them to. On the sixth day of each week, they are to gather twice as much as they gather on the other days. Then they are to prepare it."
Exodus 16:11-15. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumblings of the people of Israel. So tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and every morning you will eat all the bread you want. And then you will know I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost were on the desert ground. When the Israelites saw it, they asked each other, "What is it?" They asked this question because they did not know what it was.
So Moses told them, "This is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. The Lord has commanded, each one of you must gather what he needs. Gather about 2 quarts for every person in your family." So the people of Israel did this. Some people gathered much, and some gathered little. Then they measured it. The person who gathered more did not have too much. The person who gathered less did not have too little. Each person gathered just as much as he needed. So Moses told them, "Don't keep any of it to eat the next day." But some of the people did not listen to Moses. They kept part of it to eat the next morning, but it became full of worms and began to stink. So Moses was angry with these people. Every morning, each person gathered as much food as he needed, but when the sun became hot, it melted away. The people of Israel called the food manna. The manna was like small white seeds. It tasted like wafers made with honey. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years. They ate it until they came to the land where they settled. They ate manna until they came to the edge of the land of Canaan.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, three of you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you for reading that. That was great. I want us to think, boys and girls, again, just for a moment together about what was going on there. Did you hear them? We got that, Alan? No. Well, they asked the question, "What is it?" And what was it? Did you hear them ask that? What is it? What did they see? They were in the desert. No. It'll come maybe at some point. They were in the desert and they were, well, yeah, there we go. That's what we're looking for. What is it? They're in the desert, remember, and they thought they were going to starve because they couldn't see anything to eat. And then God provided something for them. He provided, did you hear what it was called? Yeah, Fraser. It was called manna. They called it manna because manna means, what is it? That's what the Hebrew word means, manna. They called it manna. And I wanted us to think just a minute in the way that God provided something for them. Three things about that manna in particular. They didn't deserve it. I don't know if you listened carefully to that story, but they didn't deserve it. You see, what had happened here, God had rescued his people out of slavery in Egypt. They had a terrible time in Egypt. And he brought them across the Red Sea, you remember? And now they were about to go across the desert, but God would provide for them. But they thought God had maybe brought them into this desert to die. And so they were grumbling, they were moaning, they were complaining. And God could well, I suppose, have just got fed up with them and sent them away and just left them, but he didn't. He provided the manna for them. It was not deserved, but it was given by God. He gave it to them. When they said, "What is it?" Moses said to them, this is the bread that God has given you. And he'll supply, and he did supply. And in fact, he supplied enough. It was enough for them, not just for every day, but actually, if you listen to the last little bit, for 40 years, 40 years, God gave them what they needed. It was enough. They didn't have, and the amazing thing about this food, this manna, they didn't have to work for it. They didn't have to sow seed in the ground. They didn't have to till the ground. They didn't have to water the ground. It was just there. Every morning, 6 days a week, and on the sixth day, there was enough for the seventh day. God provided this manna, this bread, not deserved, given by God, and enough. Okay, we're going to come to a reading in a moment, but I need six more volunteers. Or, I mean, they can be the same ones. Yes, no, or new ones. Well, Jamie, you're welcome. If there's any new ones, you get to choose first. Okay. Any other newbies? Well, I think you are. Yeah. Here we go. Yep. Great. That's three more. Yep. Come on then. Any more? Yep. Good. One more. I've got folk who have been. I've got one more. Any got one more newbie, or do I have to choose? I really have to choose from one of the six, is that right? Okay, Fraser, I'll choose you then. Okay, come on then, out you come. Right, so we're doing the same thing again, okay? So what is it? Okay? Cleopas, I need you again. That's right, yes I do. Where are you? Have you got the, what did I do? Did you put it back? Good for you. Okay. Now, these are new spoons, so you're okay. Okay. So you've just got to taste this. Okay. Tell me what it is. So first, yep. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Get that in there. What is that?
Bread.
It is bread. Any special bread? Just bread, is it? Yeah, it's kind of seeded bread, that one. Okay. Right. Next, what we got here? Okay. I know this is nervous, isn't it? There we go. That go in there? Will it go in there? It will. Any guesses?
Tastes like bread.
Yeah, it tastes like bread. Different, special, kind of floury, kind of.
A bit more sweet.
A bit more sweet, yes, good. So, any guesses? Begins with a wa. A wa. There's a dog, I think. Is
Waffles.
There not? Waffle, yeah, waffle. That's right. Waffle, good. So, who's next? All right. Okay, right, this one. What is it? Not so. Oh, brilliant. A wrap. Well done. Well done. Right, next. Who's next? Now, Fraser. Oh, Fraser. What can. Oh, right. Okay. All right, what's that, Fraser? Put that in there. No, take it in. Don't. Stick it in, that's right. Good boy.
Brioche.
It's what, sorry?
Brioche roll.
Yes, very good. Brioche roll. Excellent. And what else have we got? Right, who else have we got here? Oh, right. Okay, next one. Oh, Jamie.
I'm so lucky.
What's that, Jamie?
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter. Bread and butter. Somebody's going to be disappointed, I think. No, come
I'm
on.
Disappointed.
Bread and butter. Fraser, what was that?
Pancake.
You got okay, two more. Where are we? Here we are. Yeah. Okay. Tell me what that is.
A bagel?
It's not quite a bagel. Just a kind of seeded bread, I think. Is that everybody?
Yeah.
That is everybody. Well done. Okay, good. So these are all just different kinds, really different kinds of bread or things made with flour from wheat originally. That's good. And we're all just thinking, what is it? And we looked at that. That's what they asked about the manna. And that kind of leads into something that we sung about, just in a line there, about Jesus, something that Jesus claimed. And I wanted to read just a few words of Jesus or about Jesus from John's Gospel. And this happens at a time when it's the Passover season. And therefore, the God's people, the Jews, are thinking back and they're remembering things like the Exodus and how they were liberated. They're remembering what happened in the desert, the feeding of the manna. They're remembering all of that. And Jesus, if you remember in this part of the story, he's just fed a big crowd of people, 5,000 people in the desert. He's fed them, remember, with just the loaves and the fishes. And just after that, the people have come looking for him because they think they want to make him king, their leader, but they want a political leader, and he knows that that's not what they really need. And so he begins to speak to them as they come after them. So we'll read these words from John together. Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth, you're looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. But do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." But then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works that God requires?" And Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." And so they asked him, now remember, he's just fed 5,000 people. So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it's written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." But Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it's not Moses who's given you the bread from heaven. It's my Father who has given you, who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." And then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, and yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And this bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Now, Jesus is making there a remarkable claim. I just need something else, I think, out of here. Yeah, here it is. Get that in a minute. But Jesus is making a remarkable claim there. He's saying, if that'll come up, Alan, yeah. That's the manna in the desert. And then we were looking, what is it, these different types of bread? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I don't know anybody else who's made that kind of claim. I am the bread of life. He was offering himself to all the people there, just as he offers himself to us Sunday by Sunday. He's saying, I'm the bread of life. Not just bread like the manna in the desert that just lasted even for 40 years, but no. I'm the bread that gives life, that sustains life, that satisfies life. And the thing about Jesus and that offer that he makes of himself is a bit like the manna. It's not deserved. I mean, it wasn't deserved that day. Jesus was speaking to his own people, and they didn't recognize him. They didn't receive him. They were skeptical about him. They didn't believe in him. And yet he offered himself to them. I'm the bread of life, he said. It wasn't deserved. It's never deserved. None of us can deserve it if you think about it. We're living in a world that he with his Father made, and yet we don't acknowledge him so often. We forget about him, and yet he offers himself and says to us, you'll never really know what life is without me. I'm the bread of life, the basic substance, not deserved, but equally like the manna given by God. It's my Father, he says, who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, he said, is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is God's gift to the world, his offer of life to the world. I am the bread of life given by God. We can't achieve that life. We can only receive it. Remember when the people said to him, well, what must we do to do the work of God, the works of God? And Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. That's what he calls us to do, to believe in himself, the one who is given by God. And then lastly, and again, amazingly, he is, and it's not it is now, because it's a he who is the bread here, the bread of life. He is enough. Remember, Jesus appealed to the crowds who were so taken up with material things. He said, don't work for the food that spoils. One of the problems that we all have, boys and girls, mums and dads, everybody here, one of the problems we all have is that we live sometimes for the wrong things, things that don't last, things that spoil, even the best of things. But Jesus said, no, don't work for the food that spoils, but he says there is a food that lasts to eternal life, which the Son of Man, he himself, will give. And he said, here's the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. The folk in the desert, they ate the manna, but after that they died. But Jesus is saying, he is the bread of life, is different. You can eat of me, you can taste of me by faith, by believing in me, and you'll live forever. And you ask yourself, well, how can he do that? How can he do that? Well, he tells us. He says, this bread, he's speaking about himself, is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He's talking about his death. And in that sense, Jesus is the bread that needs to be broken so that we can be mended. Jesus is the bread that will die, as it were, so that he can give us the life that he wants to give us with God forever. It's a true thing. I wonder if you've ever thought about this, boys and girls. Anything that you ever eat, have you ever thought about this? Anything that you ever eat, something had to die You ever thought about that? If you eat a potato, that potato was once in the ground living. It came up, it died in a sense. It had to die to be on your plate. That's true of everything. A seed goes into the ground. It has to die. It grows up as the wheat. The wheat has to die to be harvested. You can't have life in this world without death. And that is supremely illustrated in Jesus. He's the bread of life who died for our sins, for all that was wrong, so that we may have life. And if we have him, whatever else we may not have, we have enough. He is enough. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Thanks be to God for his gift. Cleopas, will you lead us in prayer and then we'll sing.
Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord of all creation, we pray for ourselves as a church as we celebrate the harvest. Thank you for the coming of the harvest and for those who maintain the provision of food. Enable us, Lord, to become better stewards of your creation, thinking always of our legacy to the future generations. We may not be directly involved in the actual tilling of the fields, but we have been toiling in workshops, in different workstations, in the offices, the shops, the kitchens, the community, or the classrooms. Our achievements have been both great and small, but all are of value, and we thank you for them. We pray for all those for whom life is a struggle against starvation, disease, terror, or oppression. We pray for the wisdom to be careful stewards of the earth's resources and to hand them on to the next generation in good order. We pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.